Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 3:30 is when the fun begins, and you find out what you're dealing with the weather this weekend. Tornado Shapiro, the world's most accurate forecast. Hello, Tornado.
Hey, fella, I didn't do it. I see you got to do a 3:30 live Pearl Jam happening.
Yeah,
come on,
buddy.
Get it going. Hey, don't call it a bounce back. Put the G-men on notice. We could have BG in the house. Are you ready for some smack talking? Nothing like a nice mouth-watering BG. Music, please!
It's the day-to-day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Sunday, mostly cloudy in the 50s for the Eagles. Return to the link for some home cooking. I remember coming home to Philly one day early to find my ex in bed with another weatherman. Ugh. Teddy Twister Thomas from the old Channel 48. I called Teddy Twister in the twisting in the sheets with wife number two.
That is horrible. How'd that happen?
It was very well. We were all set to play cards at my house. It was me, Ike, Tom Lemine, Terry Ruggles, Hugh Gannon, and Bill Henley.
Okay.
Teddy Twister was a known snake. He's worse than Belarus. He humiliated me in front of my friends. LeMaine was livid. He wanted a piece of Twister. Turns out Ike settled this all down, but I was mortified. The whole thing left me in a tropical depression. Clear and cool tonight, low 42. Hey, listen, I hate the Giants too, but there was a time when I was hanging around with some of those New York players. One night we're out at Lou Turk's. It was me, Ike, Michael Strahan, Ossie Umanura, Carlos Emmons, Tiki Barber, and Nafis the Barber.
Oh.
All of a sudden, Tom Coughlin comes busting in, yelling something about curfew. Coughlin was hot, but he settled in after a nice little neck massage from Strahan. A sweet old school dancer named Mystique treated us nicely, so Coughlin wasn't the only red ass we had saw that night. Come on. Worst part was Strahan left early with the cashier, and he got credited with another sack. Low 44 degrees overnight. The Giants are coming off a choke job last week against Denver. The Eagles have to stop that fat little tank gymnast, Cameron Scataboo.
Nope.
Can't let him come into your house and do backflips in your end zone again. Last time I let someone do backflips in my house was when I met a 45-year-old Mary Lou Retton on a book tour. Come on. Talk about agile but powerful. Ah, yeah. Horizontal bars, floor exercise. She could do it all. And trust me, it was worth the saddle sores. Hello! to this day, I still have the pommel horse in my kitchen. Giddy up! Cool and cloudy this weekend. Yeah, like I always had a little something for those sick gals. Did I ever tell you I dated a traffic gal who looked a lot like Earl Campbell?
No.
Yeah, we called her Pearl Campbell. Big, muscular, punishing type of a girl. She went about 6 foot, 235. Put her hurting on you. She'd crush your head like a grape, friend. One night we were out. It was me, Ike, Pearl, Franco Harris, John Ritchie, John Riggins, Larry Zonka, Larry Ferrari, on our way to Dueling Pianos. Larry and Pearl were both on the organ that night.
Oh, God.
Saturday afternoon, mostly cloudy, high 59 for the Flyers, 4% chance of precip if you're outside the building. It'll be warmer inside. Saturday night, clear and cool for the Sixers home opener versus Charlotte. Nice to have Charlotte open up at home for you. Come on.
Okay.
The line there is Sixers minus three.
Now we're giving the weather for indoor sporting events so we can hit punchlines? This is out of control, Tornado.
It reminds me of one night we were at Reno. It was me, Ike, Tim Donaghy, Pete Rose, Bernie Madoff.
All the big gamblers.
Nick the Blade and Otani's interpreter. We all got together. We went to the zoo.
Okay, tell us why you went to the zoo.
We got a tip on a pair of hot giraffes. Hello. You know, you see a pair of giraffes, you split them, and then you double down on the rhino. Come on. Well, I'm excited for the rookie. Time for a VJ bobblehead. All fans get a VJ. Come on.
Okay.
Opening night for Boston for VJ reminds me of the historic rookie debut of a weather gal by the name of Barbara Jean. We called her BJ Hedgehammer. In her first forecast out of the gate, she was absolute. She nailed the 7-day, which is unheard of back then. She successfully called the jet stream the warm front and the gully gusher. And that was before Doppler. Doppler? Damn near killed me.
Okay. Just give the forecast for the Eagles game.
Sunday weather, mostly cloudy. I could get up to 60. We need to finally get to the quarterback. I don't care if it's Jackson Dart, Jackson Brown, LaToya Jackson, or Andrew Jackson. I'll bet you $20 it's a 50-50 shot of precip. You heard it here. Tornado Shapiro. Music, please, on the outro.
Okay, yeah, that's the outro.
Oh, man.
Look, him introducing the fact that now he's a gambler guy. He's given the Sixers line.
Well, we had to figure that, right?
Yeah. Well, with all that's happening this week, yeah. But I feel like there's something there with him.
Oh,
then maybe
man.
He is a degenerate. Maybe he's like you guys. 215.
The weather on the indoor games.
Yeah, yes. He just set himself up. He said, we never asked for weather for the Flyers or Sixers game. What are you even talking about? Okay. 215-592-9494. There's only one Tornado Shapiro, and there's only one pet store for you. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Now, I say there's only one. There are seven. So you have different options. But the reason I say that it's the only one you need is because they're going to help you lead your pet to a happier, healthier life. Happier? Well, they have all the toys you need. They have, you know, leashes and collars and beds and all that kind of stuff. But the lead dog, George Perini, has what is going to make you happy, and that is a staff that can answer you questions about your pet's food, about your pet's supplements, and all that stuff. They have the top-of-the-line stuff, but they also have the people who can lead you into the direction of what is right for your pet. As I said, there's seven locations, two in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, five in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So we know if you've done something wrong, Pablo Torre will find it. If you've lied, if you've deceived, Pablo right. Torre will find it,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And he has Pablo Finds Out, which is the podcast that you can listen to and find it. And
is that the name of his podcast?
Pablo Finds Out, yes. Pablo Torre finds out. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So you can only imagine my delight this morning when I looked at my podcast feed and there was a new episode that focused on our friend Mike Lombardi.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And the podcast, as I saw, was all about Mike Lombardi and his supposed three Super Bowl rings and his history as an executive. Because you would remember when Mike Lombardi used to call into the show and we would argue about the Sixers, he would continually remind us that he was a three-time Super Bowl champion and he knew how professional organizations were run and so on and so forth. He would belittle me with that. And then he left our show midway through, even though he continued to do Pat McAfee, when he got the job as a University of North Carolina's general manager of their football team with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that Pablo noted in this, and this is public because he is a state employee, it's a state school, Mike Lombardi makes $1.5 million as general manager of the football team, which is 40% higher than any other college general manager in the country.
Oh, yeah?
It is. And it is also the sixth highest paid public official in North Carolina. So one of the things that Mike Lombardi always talked about was...
I would have left us, too.
Yes, I would have left us as well.
Easily.
One of the things Mike Lombardi always talked about was his relationship with Bill Walsh. Mm-hmm. And he noted it in his book. Here is part of the audio version of Mike Lombardi's book.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
And the thing about what Mike Lombardi says in Gridiron Genius is that he personally, Lombardi, is distinguished by his direct access to Bill Walsh and the immortals like him.
I could argue that no one has had as much direct access as I've had to the men most responsible for transforming pro football into the game it is today. And I would argue that no one is better suited to highlight and explain the brilliant lessons and revelatory insights of these masters.
And to hear him tell it, I mean, he's Bill Walsh's right-hand man.
Leading up to the 1986 draft, there was an unusual sense of urgency even for the workaholic like Walsh. That winter, he seemed to always be calling me to fetch film of a prospect or work with the phones in search of more information. My job was to be on call at all times to help him with whatever he needed. That included invitation-only Saturday sessions in which Walsh and the 49ers staff discussed in great detail the players each of them had scouted over the previous week. Through it all, he took notes on his ubiquitous 3x5 cards, leaning my way and whispering instructions whenever he needed supplemental information.
So there you go. So Mike Lombardi said he was very close with Bill Walsh. So Pablo caught up with Bill Walsh's son, Craig Walsh, who helped Bill Walsh write his book in the mid-2000s. Here's what Craig Walsh said about Mike Lombardi's relationship with Bill Walsh.
I talked to someone who actually spent a lot of quality time with Bill Walsh, a guy who wrote a book about leadership with Bill Walsh in 2009. It's titled The Score Takes Care of Itself, My Philosophy of Leadership. I mean, Pablo, this is a good source. He was a marketing executive with the 49ers. Oh, and he was also Bill Walsh's son, Craig Walsh.
You know, in 84, did he come in 84, 83, the Niners had already met with good success. You know, mm-hmm. So it wasn't like he was building part of the building blocks that built the, you know, the dynasty.
What did Craig Walsh have to say about Mike Lombardi?
Craig took it a step farther than Ray Ratto. He was much more clear about the truth of this relationship.
You know, he was just there in a very, very limited role. I don't think he really had any personal contact with Bill Walsh outside of maybe seeing him in the hallway
mm-hmm.
or sitting in the back of a meeting, you know, but he was not telling Bill, here's what we're going to do. You know, we need to move up. We're going to trade with Pittsburgh to get their eighth pick, and then we're going to get this, and we parlay that, and now we're going to get Charles Haley. And, you know, I don't buy any of that. He might have been like the gopher chauffeur, pick him up here. In fact, that does ring a bell.
Yeah.
You know, that this was your entryway into it. You get to wear a 49ers shirt, but that's about as far as it goes.
So Mike Lombardi regularly says he has three Super Bowl rings, including this one with the San Francisco 49ers. Craig Walsh had something to say about that as well.
I should point out, though, that this whole thing about, like, won a Super Bowl with the Niners, it's listed, by the way, one of the three Super Bowls that Mike Lombardi says he won. On all the books he's written another one recently. Same thing is touted. His public bio at North Carolina.
It's like you can't get the guy to stop talking about typewriters, about Bill Walsh, and about how he's a three-time Super Bowl-winning executive and strategist. It's over and over and over again. And guess what? Craig Walsh, he wasn't quite sure about that either.
That's a step too far.
Okay.
Did he have a ring? Did he get a ring? No. Only the coaches got rings.
Right.
And maybe the general manager, right? Maybe they felt lucky and gave the personnel guy one, but he wasn't either of that. So he doesn't have a ring whatsoever. He might have got a ball four pendant.
And then
Craig is not, he's not happy with Mike Lombardi.
No, and he also said that his role may have been a little bit smaller. Here's what he said his role was probably.
I'll jump on the wagon a little bit just because I don't like him using, you know, the fact that he was part of the 49er organization and all he did was go get sandwiches, right?
Wow.
All he did was go get sandwiches.
All right. Boy, it sounds like it could be more here with
Craig.
I don't know.
Walsh.
Craig must feel he definitely feel a certain way about Mike Lombardi.
Well, listening to the entire thing, it sounds like Craig Walsh is annoyed that Mike Lombardi has built his legacy on his relationship with Bill Walsh.
Right. So, exaggerating the relationship with Bill Walsh.
Correct.
Yeah.
Also, he notes that Al Davis, he worked for the Raiders. One of the quotes from Al Davis about Mike Lombardi was, he got fired from every job he's ever had.
Yeah.
So then the other Super Bowl ring, he says, was in 2016 with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. So Pablo talked to a bunch of people around there, and this was the sense he got about what people thought about Mike Lombardi.
Sorry, so this is the one is about what people are saying about in Chapel Hill.
Oh, in Chapel Hill. I'm sorry.
Yes,
this is Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
The word cloud around Mike Lombardi is staggering. Like, it is a funny thing to just call people up almost at random and say, what do you think about this guy? And the list, Flem, if you want to do a draft of the words that we've heard, this is, again, we're not like gilding the lily here, or whatever the opposite of that is. What do you take here on this, draft board?
I'm going for a remora fish.
That's
the,
pretty good.
The parasitic fish that feed off the scraps of sharks.
Desperate.
Conniving.
Third tier.
Oh, that third tier is a good one. And around real football people, a minor leaguer.
Oh, God. Whew. This is on top of, by the way, WRAL, the local news outlet in Chapel Hill, reporting that their sources tell them that Michael Lombardi is, quote, rude, nasty, and also, quote, nobody likes him.
All right, so that's in North Carolina. So then the 2016 Super Bowl is what he claims. He also won, but he was fired from the Patriots 10 months before that Super Bowl happened. So how he got fired was an interesting story as well.
What I am told with no ambiguity is that Mike Lombardi is fired by the Patriots because Bob Kraft, the owner of the team, tells Bill Belichick, in a rare instance of him overruling a personnel preference or desire, you got to get rid of him. The backdrop being that there was, quote, basically a mutiny in the building among not just staffers, but players, if he were to remain in the building.
And so this is where I just want to give you a partial list of the people who complained about Mike Lombardi and ultimately wanted him gone. This, according to multiple Patriots sources who are directly familiar with what happened. The list includes defensive coordinator Matt Patricia, offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, director of player personnel Nick Caserio, director of football / head coach administration Berge Najarian, and also director of football research Ernie Adams. That's just some of the mutiny, I am told.
To get him fired. And yeah. The last thing that Pablo notes is that they went through the media guide in that year, and the only Lombardi they found in the Super Bowl champion Patriots of that year was Vince Lombardi. Mike Lombardi was not noticed anywhere. They reached out to Mike Lombardi to confirm whether he had a Super Bowl ring or not, and the University of North Carolina said that they did not have any comment.
Ah.
So there we go. Yeah. So Mike Lombardi seems like maybe he has one Super Bowl ring instead of three, a one-time champion, and has perhaps misled everyone about his relationship with Bill Walsh and the entire Patriots organization, including the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the director of player personnel, got together and went to Bill Belichick and said, you had to get him out of the building.
Yeah.
So that is the guy who was telling me about how to run a professional sports organization and how he knew that the culture around the Sixers was bad.
Not that he held it against them.
Yeah. I don't hold anything against him.
Yeah.
Lesson here, don't say mean things about the Sixers. I mean, that is the main takeaway.
I didn't do this. Pablo did it. I'm just saying, Pablo did. Don't quit the show in the middle of the... But Mike Mayock's better anyway, is what I would say. I'm glad to have Mike Mayock. I just thought it was funny that the entire aura around him that he has built seems to maybe be fraudulent. The other lesson, don't lie.
If he's lying about having a ring, I totally understand that being called on a carpet for that. But was he on these teams? Like, was he an employee when they were winning these titles?
Not the 2016 Patriots.
Okay.
And it seems like he was an employee of the 49ers, but
nothing significant.
A much lower level employee.
So he certainly is exaggerating his importance.
According to Bill Walsh's son, who said he didn't even think that Bill Walsh would know his name.
Knew who he was, Mike.
Well, good for Mike. Guaranteed 3-year deal over there in North Carolina.
Well, here's the other thing. It's a lesson for Mike. You know, when you are going through on this journey of yours through this business, treating people well should be something that's a priority for you, because seems like you've made a lot of enemies along the way.
Well, that is the other thing, is the number of people who are willing to talk within the Patriots about nobody liking him.
Yes.
And around North Carolina,
You ain't even been there that long, and they already feel that way about you.
Truth be told, I don't even hear anybody saying anything negative about Bill Belichick's doing a bad job at North Carolina, but there's not a lot of leaks about what a bad guy Bill Belichick is. Plenty.
He's loyal to
Mike Lombardi.
Breaking news.
Is this Eagles injury info?
Yeah. So Azeez Ojulari out. Adoree Jackson out. Cam Jurgens out. A.J. Brown out.
Oh, out.
Yes.
Not even questionable
Not
or
even
doubtful.
Not even questionable.
Ike, does that change your double-digit win prediction?
Well,
no,
of course
AJ?
It does. More importantly, it changes my fantasy lineup.
Oh, you finally take him out of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, hell.
It was a clean conscience, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what will be a big story? If they go in there and the offense looks great.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean,
yes.
This, you know?
Yes, I do.
It becomes a big story.
Well, and I actually expect that.
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's possible. One thing that you had brought up is that, hey, if this thing, when we were talking about Josh Allen, we didn't have to worry about the Stephon Diggs relationship. Yep. It freed him to play a little bit differently.
As the quarterback.
Spread the ball around.
Yeah, you just, now Jalen's just going through his reads, throw the ball where the plays are designed to go. You're not worrying about whether or not somebody's cutting their eyes at you and or shaking their head or something to that nature. I'm telling you, all that stuff has a negative impact on quarterbacks when you do that stuff. So I would imagine Jalen, you know, is going to be able to go out there and just play his game. He really is. And so, hell, Smitty, 15 targets Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, you thought he had a big game before.
Yeah, he's getting 15 targets Sunday.
215-592-9494. What's that?
And Goddard.
And Goddard as well.
So and who plays there on the outside?
Mechie? Dotson?
Dotson. Does Dotson have a catch this year?
He does.
Yeah, remember the deep one?
Yeah.
No,
that's the only one I remember, though. Right? Is the deep one?
Is the deep
Dallas
one. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's the only one I remember.
And another note on the Mike Lombardi stuff, if you want to hear the whole thing, Pablo Torre Finds Out is the name of the podcast. It is an interesting listen. He was on top of all this, you know, betting stuff months ago as well that is happening in the NBA now. Jaws joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.